Welcome to Ian and Ollie's Super Podcast. Chugga 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 choo choo. What's that? I hear a train. That's right. This episode is about model trains. Even though our past episodes have been about Zelda, I beat the game. Yeah, I beat the game. I'm sorry I didn't cover a lot on that. I'll cover a bunch on that in the next 5 episodes. Actually, we're about to come out with a new season. Stardew Valley. Now, everyone will probably listen to this. Not everyone will listen to the Stardew Valley one because Stardew Valley is not that popular. But let's get on with the thing. Okay, so this is the Botanical Gardens. I'll link a video somewhere. I'll link a video somewhere of all the trains in the Botanical Gardens. So, the first train you will probably see is a train towing a caboose number 4065. A green engine, 2 wheels, steam, and a boxcar. The second train you'll probably see is a green engine with a hopper car, a flatbed, and a boxcar. Third train you'll see, probably the Santa Fe. Blue and yellow Santa Fe. Yeah, that's probably the third train you'll see. Fourth is probably gonna be Thomas. Everyone loves Thomas. Everybody loves Thomas. Everybody knows that. And now on to... Oh, there's 2 trains running on a very high loop. A really high loop. As you can tell, I'm probably watching the video. I'm gonna link in the show notes. The Santa Fe goes through an artichoke farm, too. And a cranberry bog. Oh, and there's another train from Thomas. The artichoke farm is located on the north or south or east or west side. I'm not very good at that stuff. Now, there's an orange grove that the Santa Fe also passes through. Thomas passes through a potato farm at Machu Picchu. Oh, and here comes the Santa Fe going through the orange grove. It looks pretty nice, people. You'll love this video. Now, we are moving on to another side. Yeah, we are moving on to another side. Here we go, looking at Thomas again. He's going. And there's also a rooftop urban farm. Everything you see here is made out of plants except the trains and their track. There's an olive grove. And we're back at Terrace Farming Rice and Lentils. The first building you'll see. And we are going to the back, where we will see a hilltop vineyard. And that first train you'll see goes around back too. Now, let's get serious. Model trains is probably one of the hardest hobbies. You've got to build a table and all that stuff. But let's keep talking about the Botanical Garden trains. And here comes the second train you'll see, back again, going through a hilltop vineyard. And yeah, hilltop vineyard, great. I really liked this when we were here. It was super cool. Now we're looking at looks like an Indian camp or something. Now we are waiting for our train to come. It's probably gonna come soon. Oh, and here it comes! Chugging down the line.
here it goes.
It's moving. Oh, and we're looking at the top. We're looking at one of the very high engines, the steam train. It's really high up. Here, there it goes. It's moving. It's moving. And now we're looking at the top CSX. Yeah, there's a steam engine and a CSX up there. There's also a big maze made out of wood that's not on the train track. That's not on the trains. Here we go, looking at the first engine you'll see, chugging past. And now we're looking at the second engine you'll probably see, going past the vineyard again, chugging down the line. Now, model trains are awesome. And I bet it'll be a nice hobby for people out there who have a lot of time on their hands. So, yeah. See you next time. Bum ba dum ba da bum ba ba da ba ba da ba ba ba.